And away we go here on this Monday, August the 12th, 2019, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. You are live on The Early Show here on WWGH Radio. Now, the first thing I want to do for a lot of people who listen to this show for the last 2 weeks is kind of clue you in to a change that we made over the weekend, and hopefully by your calls this morning we'll find out if that was a change for the better or for the worst. When we started this show, the time that this show was supposed to run was from 6:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, and what we observed from the first 2 weeks, 10 days of being on the air is that people were listening at 6:30 and 7, but if we did trivia or something of that nature, there was not a whole lot of response. But during the 8 and 9 o'clock hours, there was a lot of response. So we thought, well, let's try 8 to 10 every morning and see how that goes. Now, this morning, I wasn't sure how that was going to go because there was really no announcement that that's how we were going to be doing it from now on. But I did notice we had one call this morning between 6:30 and 7. No message, just one phone call from somebody who probably wondered where we were. Now, there was a repeat on this morning, so it's not like we were dead air. But what do you think of the new hours? Let me know, because this is how we're gauging it. We had such a great response on Friday between 9 and 10 o'clock, and one day last week between 8 and 9 o'clock. We thought, well, you know, what if we start at 8 o'clock? And because we can certainly get our news and our guests and our trivia in that two-hour period, and it will lead into the rest of the broadcast day here at WWGH Radio. Those who are still out there, what do you think? 740-383-9944. I'm sure a lot of people got up at 6:30 this morning and wondered where we were. So what do you think of the change so far? And are you still out there listening at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is where we are now? Now, I will tell you this. Oddly enough, I had a strange night last night from the idea that I knew I would be getting up a little later this morning than I had been in the past. But yet, I went to bed about the same time. So I could have gotten up this morning because I got up without the alarm and came in here, because I woke up at the same time, about 5:15 this morning, and thought maybe I should just go in and do the show. But we wanted to try these new hours and see how they work. Now, we are live now, almost 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, I will tell you something that, and this has not happened to me in a long time. It didn't happen before the first night we did the show a couple weeks ago, or really, like I say, for a long time. I woke up this morning with the most tremendous headache, and I don't know what that was caused from, but I will say this. Yesterday, Sunday, for some reason all day, it kind of felt like I had a headache. Have you ever had one of those days where the headache really did not quite take hold, but it kind of all day you maybe had this ache in your head or maybe behind your eyes or in your forehead where you thought, oh boy, I'm getting a headache. Now, it never took hold yesterday, but apparently somewhere in the night it did take hold. And when I finally got out of bed this morning, about 7 o'clock, boy, it was really throbbing. Now, oddly enough, and I can't figure out what this is all about, but oddly enough, after I got up, I thought, well, I'm going to take some aspirin, and I did. Took a shower, you know, got ready to come in here. By about 7:40, the pain of it was kind of gone, and I thought it would take a long time. I didn't think the aspirin were going to do it. Now, I'm not saying it's totally gone. I can still kind of feel it there. You know how you can kind of feel a headache, but it's not really throbbing or anything? I can still kind of feel it there, But it's not like it was when I woke up this morning. By the way, I was wondering, and I was thinking this when I woke up this morning, that I was going to start the show this way. Does anybody know what kind of headache that might be? Because we always hear of these different kind of headaches. We hear about sinus headaches, and we hear about migraine headaches, and we hear about just about every kind of headache out there. I guess regular headaches as well. I don't know what this one was triggered by, because I don't think I was stressed. I don't know if this is the time of year for sinus headaches. I really don't know. And also, does anybody have any cures for a headache that do not involve aspirin or Tylenol or Excedrin or all the things we think of that can get rid of a headache? Does anybody have any of those cures that are so interesting to hear about that don't have to do with, I guess, the pharmaceutical companies? 740-383-9944. Now, this might be a bad sign, because we've been into the show now for about 8 minutes, and we have not gotten a call. Now, that might not be that people aren't listening. That might be maybe I just haven't said anything that's all that interesting yet. Because I was a little worried, starting the show at a different time, how many people would stick around until 8 o'clock to make sure that we were still live. So, if you're out there listening, you can just call in. You don't have to give your name. And just say, hey, I'm listening. I like the new start time. I don't like the new start time. So on and so forth. 740-383-9944. I had an okay weekend. The weekend was fun. As I was talking about on Friday, I did not do a tremendous amount of stuff, really at all. I played around with an antenna yesterday is what I did. I was trying to figure out how to pick up all of these digital channels. And all I could get on the digital antenna that I have was WOSU and all of their sub-channels. And the Christian Broadcasting Station here in Marion and all of their sub-channels. Now, that's not bad, because WOSU has a lot of great programming. And actually, the Christian channel here in town, the Buzzer channel, which is the game show network, has a lot of great programming on it. So yesterday, I did watch the Buzzer channel for a little bit, watch some of the old match game shows. Does anybody do that in town? Do you watch that Buzzer channel? I seem to see that on in a lot of different places. Or at least I've seen it on in enough places where I think maybe people are watching this in a great number. They always run the old match games with Gene Rayburn. What an interesting show that was. And last night they had on Match Game and they had on Supermarket Sweep. Now, I never really understood Supermarket Sweep. I don't know that that was ever a hit game show. Now, I remember Match Game, but Supermarket Sweep, I remember it being on, but I never really understood it. I thought it had a weird premise, and after watching it last night, I realize I still don't understand it. So, that's interesting. What I'm going to do is get into a little bit of trivia here, and then there are some other things that I want to talk about as the morning goes on. We have some new trivia questions this week, because I think pretty much we made it through all the trivia questions that I came up with last week, except the ones from the Ohio State Fair and the 4th of July, which we don't have answered yet. But I came up with about 8 new trivia questions. So we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We still have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, we have that option too. But here are some of the new trivia questions that I have come up with. Now, some do have to do with President Harding, I think. Yeah, there are a couple here that have to do with President Harding. And some of the others just have to do with broadcasting in general and just some fun questions. So let's throw a few out here on the table this morning. Does anybody know who the first guest was on Larry King's national radio show? Now, I believe Larry King was the first real national radio talk show. And it was back then for the Mutual Radio Network, which is no longer in business. But it was an overnight radio show. I think he was on from midnight to 5 a.m. And the show went on for a lot of years. I think that show was on for something like 15, 16 years. But Monday through Friday, midnight to 5 a.m. But he wanted a big guest to kick off his radio show. And it was a guest you did not see on television a whole lot in a talk show setting, and certainly not on radio. Does anybody know who the first guest was on Larry King's national radio show that he did for the Mutual Network? Does anybody know who that was? Now, this might be an easy one, but we had John Davidson on last week, who was the host of the Hollywood Squares, one of the versions of the Hollywood Squares. I believe it was the version that was on in the late 80s. But here's the question in regard to Hollywood Squares. Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? There have been different versions of this throughout time, but the center square seems to be the regular that pulls in the audience because it's a star and they're on every week and the center square gets called on a lot, just like with tic-tac-toe. A lot of people like to have that center spot. So the question is, who was the center square on the 1990s version of the Hollywood Squares? That's question number two. Now we'll get into some of the President Harding trivia, because I'm going to give you four questions here. What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Now, we know what his father did. We've talked about that many times. But I don't know if we ever talked about what his mother did. Does anybody know what President Harding's mother did for a living? That's question number three. Now here's question number four, which is also a President Harding question. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? And we all know those health issues led to an early death for the president from Marion, Ohio. But does anybody know the age that President Harding started having the health issues that eventually ended up with his early death? Okay, those are the four questions I'm going to leave on the table. Now, you could probably guess on that one and maybe get it right, because if you know how old President Harding was when he died, there are only going to be so many guesses to that question, because all you have to do is guess the age. So we have tickets to the Wilds, we have tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and we have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or, as I said, if you would just like to call in and answer the trivia question, we have that option as well. 29 minutes past the hour, and the questions are on the table. 740-383-9944. Again, how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? Just need his age. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a career? What was her job? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Who was the center square on the 1990s version of the Hollywood Squares? Who was the center square on the 1990s version of the Hollywood Squares? when Larry King started his national radio show for the Mutual Network, who was his first guest? So there you go. Four questions. No guesses yet. Who was the first guest on the Larry King National Radio Show? Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? And how old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? 740-383-9944. Well, the phone's working. 31 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. Phones are working. Is there anybody out there listening at this particular point on Monday morning? Or has everybody just decided to sleep in because it's Monday morning and it was kind of a, I don't know what you call it as far as mornings go. It wasn't a bright sunshine morning. Just kind of a ho-hum morning, I guess. Well, the two other things I wanted to talk about this morning, as I was coming in this morning, I noticed that at Meijer, there was a semi parked with a trailer on it, an open trailer, and there were a lot of cars on there that kind of looked like NASCARs. Now, I don't know if they were from NASCAR or not, but they kind of looked like they'd been beat up a little bit. Not all of them, but there were about six of them on this trailer. And I was wondering if there was a NASCAR race yesterday where maybe somebody would be traveling through Marion, Ohio. But the cars were, you know, the size of NASCARs, and they had all the kind of promotional materials on the cars. So I don't know. I don't know if maybe that's what it was. They were just traveling through Marion, decided to pull over here and sleep or gas up or whatever they were doing, maybe get something to eat. But they were in the Meijer parking lot, I know, during the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Did anybody else see that? They look like NASCARs, but as I say, they could be cars from another racetrack in Ohio or something like that. I don't know enough about NASCAR to make that guess fully. But I do know that they were at Meijer this morning. And I thought that was kind of unique. Now, I know the NASCAR season runs from, I think they start in February, and I think they run through, when do they run? They run kind of late. I want to say maybe, I know it's the fall. September, October, November. Does anybody know when the NASCAR season ends? I know it's somewhere in that area. Maybe September, October, November. I know they start in February because I think they start right after President's Day with the big Daytona 500. But I don't know when the season ends. But I'm sure it's still going on in the summer. So I'm sure they're still having races here in August. But those cars were out at Meijer's this morning, which I thought was interesting. Now, another thing this morning that happened, as I was going through the drive-thru to get something to drink this morning, I pulled up behind one of these trucks. And I'm sure we've all seen them, where on the back of the truck, there's a sticker that says, "Tell me how my driving is." And then it lists a phone number. And then it also has a like a number for the truck, so you know, so the company will know which truck you're talking about. And I'm sitting there behind this truck as I'm going through the line, and of course they're not doing anything wrong, they're just going through the line. And I thought to myself, now, how many people, this seems like a flawed idea to me, because how many people are going to call this number to say that the driver is doing a good job? I don't think anybody is. Nobody's going to call up and say, "Hey, just wanted to let you know your driver's doing a good job." So basically, this is just a way to report this driver if you don't like what he's doing, which maybe you should be allowed to do. But The other thing about it that I found kind of strange was, as I'm sitting in line, well, yeah, I can easily read that number. I can easily read the phone number. I can easily read the number of the truck, and I could easily make the call because I'm not doing anything besides sitting in the line. But if we were on the road where I would have to see this driver doing something bad, if I was going to report it, how close to this person am I going to have to be? And how dangerous is it going to be for me to make that phone call on the road if this driver is doing something that I don't like? Because I'm going to have to get close enough to read the number, the telephone number. I'm going to have to get close enough to read the number on the truck so I can give it to the operator. And I don't know that that's going to end in the best possible way. So I'm not sure if this system has been totally thought out. Maybe that's just a... I don't know. Maybe that would not be something that would have gone on 30 years ago because we didn't have cell phones. Now, I guess you could write down the information, but how many people had pen and paper in their car? Were there a lot of people riding around with pen and paper in their car just ready to get a number and a code number to find out which truck this was? Because I remember when people used to get into accidents, one of the things they always ask you is if the car did not stay, if it was a hit and run, they would say, did you get the license plate number? Well, most people, from my estimation, did not get the license plate number because they did not have anything to write it down on, or the person took off so fast, it's kind of hard to see the license plate number. So I don't believe people have pen and paper in their car ready to go. Do you have pen and paper in your car ready to go? Tell me what you think of this. Do you think this is a good idea, a good innovation that we have, that we can report what people are doing? Is it even useful? How many calls do you think come in talking about the way these drivers drive? See, these are the type of things that I think about. Maybe I've got too much time on my hands as I'm sitting in the line waiting to obtain a drink. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. On this Monday, August the 12th, 2019, 38 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning, we are here. Does anybody have any opinions this morning or any answers to any of our trivia questions as we head through hour number one this morning? The trivia questions, if you're just tuning in, by the way, are on Larry King's first national radio show for the Mutual Radio Network, who was his first guest? And I believe Larry King's show was the first national talk show, overnight, midnight to 5 a.m., 5 days a week. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio talk show? Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? Does anybody know who the center square was on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? What did President Warren G. Harding's mother do for a living? Does anybody know what her occupation was? President Harding's mother. How old was President Harding when he first started to have the health issues that would eventually take his life at a rather early age, even back in those days? Does anybody know how old President Harding was when he first started to have health issues? And I'll throw in one more question this morning. Does anybody know what President Harding's favorite drink was? President Harding's favorite drink. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to speak to Charlie, if that's possible.
Charlie will not be here until Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, Charlie Evers will not be on until Wednesday. Wednesday morning from 10 to 12. So here we go. What was President Harding's favorite drink? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? And who was the first guest on Larry King's national radio show for the Mutual Network? That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Is anybody out there this morning? I tell you what, we are going to take a quick break here. Come back with more right after this on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWO from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the programs like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. And we're back here, WWGH Radio Time, 44 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. Or if you just want to call in and answer the questions, those are available. Who was Larry King's guest on his first national radio show? Who was the center square on the 90s version of Hollywood Squares? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? And what was President Harding's favorite drink? Those are the questions on the table. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Give me a ring. Or if you have any opinions on anything else out there, we can talk about that as well. Do want to remind you, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, will be having an open house at her museum on August 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. The museum is located at the Primrose Retirement Center here in Marion. That's 1550 Wellness Drive. Free admission to this particular event. And Mary Ellen will be there to take your questions about pictures and memorabilia that is in the museum. Again, that will be August 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. at Primrose here in Marion, 1550 Wellness Drive, where Mary Ellen's museum is located. Now, some of the questions we did not get answered last week in regard to the Ohio State Fair. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Just need the year. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Now, we had some guesses at this, but not the right one. We came close last week. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? When was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What memorable event happened in 1989 at the fair? Now, this was not what I would call a happy event, but it certainly was a memorable event, is what we'll call it. What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? The big Ohio entrance that everybody loves to see? Why was the fair director fired in 1992? Now, this was a big story at the time that it happened. 740-383-9944. So all of our questions right now. Why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? What year was the Ohio entrance constructed at the Ohio State Fair? What event happened in 1989 that was memorable? What year was the grandstand demolished? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Are you there? Looks like we lost our caller. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. Let us know what's on your mind. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? All right, maybe this is it. Let's give it another try here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Paul Lynn for the center square?
Not in the 90s version. I think Paul had actually died by that point.
Oh, okay. Well, that's possibly true.
No. He was the center square in the original version of Hollywood Squares.
Okay.
Yeah, but not in the 1990s version.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Mm.
Yes, Paul Lynde was the original center square. I think that version of Hollywood Squares went off 70s or 80s. And Paul did not live too much longer after that show, I don't think. Paul Lynde died pretty young. But by the 90s, they had a new center square. And that's one of our other questions here. Who was the center square on the 1990s version of Hollywood Squares? Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show for the Mutual Network? He wanted to have a big guest for the first national radio show, which was being syndicated out through the Mutual Network. Who was Larry King's first guest? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? How old was he when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite drink? There's some questions. 51 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Give us a ring. We'd love to know you're out there and love to know that maybe these questions are of interest to you. Maybe the questions are just too hard this morning. Larry King's first national radio show guest, the first night he was on the air, who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's first drink? That's out there as well. Go ahead, caller.
Price pickup.
What's that again? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
What time is prize pickup?
Prize pickup today is until 10 o'clock, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's until 1 o'clock.
So after 10 o'clock today?
Today it would be between 4 and 6 p.m. tonight.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, if you have a prize you'd like to pick up, you can do that tonight between 4 and 6 p.m. 4 and 6 p.m. on Monday. Now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're here until 1 p.m. to pick up your prizes. 740-383-9944. Who was Larry King's first guest on his national radio show? Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite drink? 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. And we've got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or, as I say, if you just want to call in and answer a question, feel free to do so. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current home at the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year was the grandstand demolished at the Ohio State Fair? What memorable event happened in 1989? Memorable event happened in 1989 at the Ohio State Fair. What year was the Ohio entrance constructed? That big entrance, Ohio, that everybody loves to get their picture taken in front of at the Ohio State Fair. And why was the Ohio State Fair director fired in 1992? I think it's the only time that's ever happened, and it was kind of a big deal at the time. Of course, it's going by the wayside now, but why would the director have been fired in 92? 740-383-9944. We also had this song, that's part of the question. We also had this question as we were wrapping up last week. I don't think we got an answer to. What was Bob Hope's most famous song other than Thanks for the Memories and the Christmas song that he was so famous for, which was Silver Bells? Those are probably his two most famous songs. But what other song was he most known for outside of Thanks for the Memories and Silver Bells? There was another song that Bob Hope was very associated with. 740-383-9944. So we got, what was Bob Hope's other song that he was associated with. President Harding's favorite drink. How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? And who was Larry King's guest on his first national radio talk show, midnight to 5 in the morning? Can you imagine those hours? And that you had to get live guests that would be on at midnight till 5 in the morning? That was an interesting show. And it was an interesting show to listen to if you were up overnight. Now, overnight, it seems that the only shows that are really on are kind of the alien shows. Well, not alien. I don't even know what you call them. The coast-to-coast type of shows that Art Bell made very famous. I think now hosted by George Norrie. I guess they're not alien shows. Supernatural stuff. I know a lot of people listen to those shows, but I don't think there's like a Larry King type of talk show on overnight anymore. And overnight radio was always kind of an interesting idea because during the day, people are doing a lot of stuff. They're getting the kids ready for school. They're getting ready for work themselves. They're already in their office by the time they're listening. But in the morning or overnight, most people, even if they are at work or alone, if they're listening at home, usually by midnight, everybody's going to bed. So they were more apt to call in and tell you what was going on or listen to the whole show because they didn't have to be out and running around. It's kind of like after 6 p.m. at your home. The phone calls do kind of slow down. Now, I don't know in the cell phone age if the phone calls slow down after 6 p.m., but they used to. When you had a landline, because you didn't get a whole lot of telemarketers after 6 p.m., and obviously things like utility companies and banks and people you might get calls from were not around after 6 p.m., and a lot of people in your local community, family members, would not call in after that time because they figured you were doing things with your own family. But now, who knows? Maybe people get calls all throughout the night. What do you think? 740-383-9944, 58.5 minutes past the hour. Coming up on the break here in just about a minute and a half. But we'll be back for a whole nother hour. Hope you're thinking on these questions. Maybe we'll come up with the answers. Larry King's first guest on his National Mutual radio show. Who was the center square on the 90s version of the Hollywood Squares? What did President Harding's mother do for a living? How old was President Harding when he first started to have health issues? What was President Harding's favorite drink? And what was Bob Hope's other famous song? Other than Thanks for the Memories and other than Silver Bells, which was big at Christmas, what was his other famous song? It's probably the only other song that he was really closely attached. We talked last week about some of the road pictures. And yeah, he sang some of those songs, but I don't think he was as closely attached to those songs as he was to this particular one that we're trying to get to. Well, we're coming up on the break here. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Take a little break and come back with us. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our governor, Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor, but I find it cute that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries.